This week's episode is sponsored by Himalaya Boutonnique Toothpaste. Himalaya Boutonnique, our sponsor for today's episode, is a toothpaste that is free from fluoride, SLS, and artificial colors and flavors. But unlike other similar toothpaste, they don't compromise on flavor or performance. Himalaya toothpaste is always bursting with foam and flavor. If you are interested in trying it for yourself, get 20% off Himalaya Boutonnique Toothpaste on Amazon with discount code COACHSTEPH20. Check out the show's notes for more details on this episode's sponsorship with Himalaya Boutonnique. Hey guys, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I am so excited that you are here. Let's dive right into this week's topic. This week, we're going to dive into how does the narcissist explain your breakup to other people? This is important because I know a lot of you guys email me and message me about, you know, smear campaigns and they're lying and they're making up these stories. And so we're going to get into just how they explain the breakup, why they do certain things that they do, to hopefully give you some peace of mind and along the journey, educate you and hopefully help you deal with this as well. So the first person that I want to get into, I want to kind of break this into categories because every person is different in the narcissist's life. So let's talk about new supply. So chances are if there is new supply that either the narcissist already has in the corner that for whatever reason, maybe they were cheating on you or they were having an emotional relationship with someone else, but this person has kind of been in the back and they're already forming this relationship. So chances are this conversation has already been had, but if they don't have someone that's really in their life, they don't actually have that new supply, they're definitely in the love bombing grooming phase with someone else. So they at least know who they have their eye on. If they don't already have their eye are in a full-blown relationship with someone else. So like I said, whether they cheated on you and left you for someone else or whatever the case is, new supply, this is the story that they're going to tell them. They're going to say things like, you changed. You are no longer the person that they fell in love with. You disappointed them by your behavior. You are no longer the person that they thought they were for a multitude of reasons. And here's the thing, this actually may not be a lie. This actually really could be the truth because in the beginning of the relationship, you probably were a certain type of person. And throughout the course of your relationship, maybe you were now the person that was like, you know what? I'm done here. Like, I have a voice, there are standards. You need to be accountable for your actions and you were almost showing this mirror to the narcissist and they wanted nothing to do with that. So you, in a sense, did change. It didn't mean you changed for the worse or whatever. You just kind of got on your own two feet and started actually talking and trying to have just a normal relationship. And maybe that wasn't the person that the narcissist met when they first met you. Maybe you were a little bit of a trophy wife. Maybe you're a little bit gullible. Maybe you were a little passive. And now you're none of those things. So they're gonna create stories about how you broke their heart because you disappointed them for whatever reason. Maybe it was your actions, maybe it was your attitude, maybe it was this isn't the person that I actually fell in love with, they became something different, which not necessarily became something different, but maybe you just actually became healthy and you kind of actually were now showing the narcissist, hey, this is actually who I am, and they didn't want any part of that. So because of this, these are the stories that are made up. Now, when a narcissist says things like, you know, you broke my heart because of the way you were treating me, you have to understand that that statement is just straight manipulation because what that basically means is you disappointed me because of the way you treated me because quite frankly, you didn't let me just walk all over you. You didn't let me just come and go as I pleased. You didn't let me just not take responsibility for my actions. You didn't just allow me to be in a very dysfunctional and unhealthy relationship with you. You actually started to show signs of really loving yourself and having standards and standing up to me and saying things to me that I don't want to hear from anyone. So because you did all of those things, you so deeply have hurt me because that is a disappointment in my eyes in terms of how I want to be loved. Because I don't want to be in a normal, healthy relationship. I want you to just do whatever I say, go along with whatever I think is okay for me to do in this relationship, and you have absolutely no problem with that. So because you disappointed them in that way, they're going to create this story that makes them look like you are actually just really unhealthy and unstable and cold and you had issues and all of these types of things when the hidden message is you just didn't let me abuse you. you know, the other stories that I tend to hear are, I tried really hard to make this relationship work and my partner just didn't want to change. Again, manipulation, right? Because if I say that to someone, we can all say that. We can all say, as the codependent, hey, I'm trying really hard to get this narcissist to see that, like, this isn't okay. Like, I really want this relationship to work. I don't want to get divorced. I just want this person to become a little bit more healthy. The narcissist can easily say that about you. They can form a story in their own mind to actually justify their own behavior and make them sleep good at night by what they're doing on the side. And the story is about how you are completely unhealthy and you're not able to be the person that they want you to be, or excuse me, want them to be. And that they worked really hard for you to see this. They told you time and time again, that, like, hey, these are the things that I need for you to change. But again, all of these things that they needed from you were going to form a very dysfunctional relationship. So you see the manipulation. You see where if I'm telling this to a total stranger, they're going to say, wow, this person really is sad because they wanted their marriage to work. They wanted their relationship to work. And it didn't, because they were trying really hard and the other person wanted nothing to do with it. Or maybe they were just incapable of actually changing, when the change that they wanted to have happen in the relationship, the narcissist, was for you to change. It had nothing to do with them, because they never can take responsibility for their actions. They can never look in the mirror and say, what am I actually doing wrong that's causing me to be in the relationship that I don't want to be in? It's always pointing the finger at the other person. They always think they're doing the best job ever when it comes to relationships, because they don't want to face that mirror and they don't want to change. And of course, they're going to say the usual things to any new supply, which is, you were crazy, you had issues, you were cold, you were stubborn, you know, you have this issue with your family and that's why you are the way you are. It's always about you. This person's very selfish. They're going to create you to be the worst person in the entire world. And now, again, this really, you know, comes into play when you have to co-parent with someone. If you exude behaviors of being crazy, of being irrational, because of course you're dealing with someone who's very unhealthy. And when you're dealing with that type of personality, it can cause you to go a little cuckoo, because you're like, I'm seeing this as black and white. This is what's fair. This is not fair. And you're telling me that I'm wrong? Like, anyone else in the room would think that what you're asking of me is wrong. And so you'll become very erratic with your behavior because you're dealing with someone who's very toxic. So when you haven't learned how to create a bubble, and this is the whole respond, don't react thing, when you haven't learned how to actually handle this type of personality, you're going to basically, whatever story they've created about you, your actions are going to either play into that story and you will become the person that they're telling everyone about, or you're going to rise up and everyone's going to look at the situation and you and wonder what this person is saying, this narcissist is saying about this person, male, female, whatever, you, doesn't really add up, because I don't see any signs of being unstable or crazy or unhealthy. This person actually seems really sane. So something's off here. You don't want to prove the narcissist's case. That's why it's so important to learn how to handle yourself in these situations when you're dealing with someone who's narcissistic. Now, the other story that they're telling the new supply is how they actually thought they were really, really in love with you. But when they met this new supply, they realized, wow, you're actually the one. So this is the narcissist's way of believing that the grass is greener. This is, again, the narcissist's way of not wanting to work on themselves and fix a relationship. This is the narcissist's way of giving up on relationships because they don't want to do any of their work and they're not getting what they want out of the relationship. They're not concerned about working as a team and compromising and learning how to be in a healthy relationship. They just are takers. And so, again, this isn't about love. This isn't about soulmates. This isn't about any of that. It's just about, I'm sick of this toy. I'm done playing with it right now and it's not giving me what I need. So I'm going to push it aside and I'm going to find a new toy. And you're the shiny new toy now. And I'm going to tell you that you're actually the toy that I wanted. I didn't really want that. I just bought it because I thought I wanted it, but I tried it out and come to find out I want nothing to do with it anymore. Now, if you're really dealing with a complete psycho, then a really unhealthy person, you might actually have them creating legit lies. you know, telling their new supply that you actually cheated on them, or you were lying to them, or you were having an emotional relationship with so-and-so at work, or whatever story they want to make up, like literally blatant lies. You could absolutely be dealing with that type of personality as well. And unfortunately, if the new supply, you know, obviously if you're dating someone and they say, hey, someone cheated on me, my ex cheated on me, you're going to believe them. But I do think as you get to know a person, you'll start to kind of feel red flags, like something will be off, and it's up to that new supply in order to kind of come to those conclusions themselves. It's not your job to reach out to them and try to convince them of, hey, you're dealing with a narcissist, I'm actually the sane one, and this person's got a complete sicko. Not your job. They're either going to believe the stories in the fabrication, or they're not. They're either going to get to know this person and see that, like, okay, you're saying that she's completely irrational or he's a lunatic, and I know that you have to co-parent with this person, and I literally don't see it. So I don't know what story's wrong, but you know, they're gonna start to get a sense as to who this person is over time. Now, with their friends, they're gonna actually do one of two things. Either they're going to have this conversation with their friends, like, hey, I actually thought I was in love with her, but I really wasn't, and it was a complete and utter mistake. Again, the grass is greener, and this is actually the love of my life. This is actually the person that I wanna be with. Or, and they'll kind of like almost, I don't wanna say make a joke about it, but you know, you were just a notch on the belt. You were just another person that they were dating and maybe even married, quite frankly, but you're not the person that they want to be with anymore. They've moved on, right? Because you're not the shiny new toy anymore. This new supply is, this new person is. They might kind of play that game. And again, if depending on the friends of the narcissist, they're going to either believe them or they're going to know, yeah, no, that doesn't make any sense at all. So a lot of the times, the second half of this, or the story that they would tell their friends, is quite frankly no story at all. So all of a sudden you're going to the family picnics, you're going out with their friends on Friday night, and then you never show up again and you go bye-bye. And of course they're gonna ask the narcissist, like, hey, where is this person? But it's going to be a quick sentence and that's done. We're no longer together and that's it. They're not gonna go into too many details, the narcissist, because whatever story that they try to convey to their friends, it's not going to be believable. And they know that. And since they know that, they're not going to even attempt. They're just going to like blatantly say, okay, it didn't work out and I'm moving on. I don't want to talk about it. And that's going to be the end of it. So either they're going to create these fabrications about how you were psycho crazy, you weren't the love of their life, they thought you were the one, but you actually weren't. And their friends are either gonna believe them or just be like, all right, whatever, dude, you know what I mean? Or whatever, she does this often. Like, so just, it is what it is with her or him. Or they're just gonna say nothing at all, because whatever story they come up with, it's not going to make sense in the eyes of their friends. And the reason why it's not going to make sense is because they have gotten to know you. They know you really, really well. They know your personality. They know your character over however many years you were with this person. And for all of a sudden, one day, your relationship to completely end, and the reason why it could have ended is possibly because they were leaving you for someone else. They were cheating. So for a relationship to go from 0 to 60, in the eyes of their friends, this doesn't make any sense because they know you. And why would you leave this person? And granted, we all don't know what is going on behind closed doors, but if they know the narcissist's personality really well, and they know your personality really well, the narcissist isn't dumb. They know that there's no real story that they can convey that will justify this behavior that they're now doing. Now, last with family is a little tricky, because it really depends on whether or not the narcissist has family, parents, siblings, you know, extended family, whatever, that enables the behavior or doesn't. And chances are, let's just keep it real, they probably enable the behavior, because no one turns out to be this way unless they've had a little help along the way. And chances are the relationship's ending because either they found new supply or they're in the midst of finding new supply because you are not giving it anymore. And we all know what narcissistic supply is. I'm not going to go into that, but the story is utter devastation. The story is, I want sympathy. The story is, feel bad for me. The story is, my family's falling apart and I worked really hard to make this relationship work and it's not working. It's a very victim mentality. It's a very, I tried so hard and this person didn't try at all. Or, I don't know what to do, I'm just so frustrated and I need to leave. And again, it's going from 0 to 60 though. This isn't like slow processes over like, you know, a year or two of working on a marriage or working on a relationship where family and friends have heard like, yeah, they're going through some stuff. This is like one day you guys are in love and this is what's happening, and the next day the relationship is ending. It's always very abrupt in these relationships. So the stories of, you know, I'm devastated, I want this marriage to work, I wanted this relationship to work, I thought this was the love of my life, I thought this is what I wanted, I made a mistake, I shouldn't have been with this person, whatever it is, while these stories are being told to family and friends in hopes of getting sympathy from them, which they probably will, because most likely you're gonna have a lot of enablers on that side of their family, right? All the while, they have new supply in the back corner. So no one knows the whole story. They just know the story that the narcissist is conveying. Now, because of these stories and because of all of the enabling, you're going to have family and friends just circling this person. Oh my God, I can't believe this is happening to him. You know, we have to help him get through this. And you're still like literally on the ground struggling to get up because of everything that you've been through with this person. You're actually the one that probably needs all of the help because of the damage that this narcissist has then caused you. And unfortunately, aside from your own family and friends, that side, you know, his family and his friends don't often want to help. They don't want to believe that you are actually the victim. And this is something that's really important, and something that I had to come to the kind of realization myself, was no one wanted to believe my story. They wanted me to be the reason why this was all happening, because if it was going to be the narcissist, then it was going to mean that it was a reflection of them as a family. And that's really important. So you have the narcissism kind of just like, you can see where it breeds throughout a family. So you can see when the narcissist does something wrong, it's a reflection of the family, of the parents, possibly siblings, you know, and obviously we all know blood is thicker than water, but right is right and wrong is wrong. And so it's all about helping each other to learn these lessons. And someone who's narcissistic, like I said, chances are they didn't get that way from not having siblings or parents that have the same types of traits, maybe not all of them, but a good majority of them. So you're always going to have enablers. So you're always going to have people that think that the narcissist is actually the victim. So that about wraps it up. Thanks guys so much for all of your support. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and I will see you next week.